Yimatze Ge'achera, page 237 in the Art Scroll. First, second line. And Sharotze, where is this? And in the Feldheim, it's page 81, Pei Aleph. Sorry, Pei Aleph. Keep that with that. Where are we? Let's do it. So we're talking about gaiva, just to give a little warning and a little bit of clarity. We're talking about gaiva. There are different levels of gaiva, different types of gaiva. It doesn't mean that you have all of them. It doesn't mean you have one of them. You could have different parts of each of them. And we listed, you know what, I'll just quickly go through it, just quickly, just in case someone is tuning in right now, right? The first level we said is everything he does is like slow, very controlling of every situation. Number two is he intimidates people. He's very, very intimidating to people, the way he talks. And his energy is very strong to other people. Bullyish, we'll call it. Number three is somebody who actually is such a he's so humble. He says he's so humble and that he doesn't need any honor because I have all the honor that I need. So he's also the Baal Gaiva. That's number three. Number four is that he wants people. Is that what we're up to? Sharotza, that's what we're up to. Number four. Yimatze Ge'yachra. Now there's another guy. Sharotza Lios Nirsham Harbe B'malosav Ulis Yached B'drachav. He wants to be different. He wants to be celebrated for how great he is and all of his qualities. He wants to be singled out. Achlo Dailo Shalakola Ulam. It's not enough that the whole world is praising him. He needs praise from the whole world. He wants to be, not only am I so great, I'm also the most humble. I'm also like, I'm not a Baal Gaiva. He has Gaiva in the fact that he's so humble. Verotza b'kavod, and he wants honor. Al mashamara atzvo borech mimenu, and he wants praise in the fact that I don't need kavod. That Baal Gaiva makes himself humble in front of everybody. He makes himself lower than everybody. I want to show everybody how humble I truly am. And his heart says inside of himself, "Ein chacham va'anav kamoni b'chol ha'aretz." There's nobody more humble and wise than me. Says Ramchal, "Va'amnam geyim ka'ele." These type of gaiva, aval pishal chayra marim asvanavim. Even though they show everyone how humble they are, lo yibatzru mechsholus lahem. They're going to have a lot of stumbling blocks. Because what happens is the flame that occasionally flares up amongst the coal, they could try and hide it, but it comes out. You have a house filled with straw, and there's cracks in the house. It all comes out. I love it. I love when guys get married, right? And they're big tzaddikim before they get married. And then they get married and they say, "Oi, what happened? I didn't realize that I'm such a bad guy." And it's like, what do you mean? You didn't realize you're such a bad guy? You didn't realize all your bad midas because you never had to deal with certain things. And then suddenly you're married. Nothing changed. Just it comes out truly who you are. It really just comes out who you are. So too with gaiva, that you could try and hide it and hide it, but it flares up. Right, that you can't hide it. I think the Rizhner says He says, where does a person hide a diamond? The place that a person hides a diamond is he places it in a garbage can. Because no one's going to check in a garbage can for the diamond. So he says, where could a person hide his gaiva? You could hide your gaiva in anava. Because no one's going to expect and suspect that you are actually such a haughty guy because you're actually so humble. Now, here we go. Last one. Bimatsu geim acherim shetoshak vazak forum belibam lo yatsiu al amaisa. Now you have people who don't show it. Aval yachshu bilvavim shekvarim chachamim gedoilim. This is one of my favorite. Yoyidei advarim lamitam v'shelo rabim yachmu kamom. This is one of my favorites. My favorite, this is, I think, my favorite of the Baal Gaiva. He thinks he's smarter than the whole entire world. Alkein lo yashisu leiv al divrei zulasam. He doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't listen to anybody. B'chashram kimasha kasha aleim lo yenakal acherim. He says, nobody really gets me. That which they can't comprehend, no one can. If I can't get it, nobody can get it. Umasha sikhla mara lahem kokach baruhu v'chokach pashadu atcho yachushu l'divrei achokam aleim yirishonim achronim. He'll argue with anybody about anything, and he'll say, safek yenetzlam asfarasam. They have no doubt. The humble person will challenge his opinion. The Baal Gaiva thinks that he's the one who is right, and he won't listen to anybody else. Kol Eile told us, Agaiva Meshiva Chacham Archa V'daita Mesakelas. Listen to this. What it does is all Gaiva does is make you stupider. It makes the Chacham, makes him go backwards, and it makes you more stupid. Mesira Lev Rashi Achachma. It perverts the heart of the highest in wisdom. You hear this? Which is interesting, because Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Anav Mikol Adam, is the person who is closest to Hashem, and he had the greatest understanding of Torah. And they say it's not a coincidence. They go together. The more humble you are, the more chachma you have. Ya'avki talmidim shal yishimshu kol tzarkam, or talmidim who truly, truly didn't be meshamish their Rebbe, and they only heard what they wanted to hear. They think they already are these wise people. Here it is. This is the bottom line. Okay, we can finish it today. Gaiva is blinding. Asher ein seichel adam roach esronotav umakir p'chisusai. You hear this? Gaiva is, I'm not willing to accept my imperfections. I'm not willing to accept my weaknesses. I'm not able. That's what he says. It's mamish. You can't detect your own decline. You're in denial. That's why I love this. Denial is don't even notice I am lying. You don't even know. Instead of just saying yes, I have weaknesses. Shilu haya yachal liros vaya makira emes haya sar mesagim kol adrocham arem kukol ma'ela hercha gadol. Because if he would know the truth, he would run far away. So gaiva is not. People think Baal Gaiva is an attitude. It's not an attitude. Obviously, we can chazer over all the five different levels. It's you're blind to your weaknesses. You're not open to your weaknesses. When we get to Hanava, we're going to talk about it more. I said this yesterday. It's such a high level. It's at the end of the ladder. 9 minutes, everybody. That felt like, that's like Olam Haba. 9 minutes of reality, 9 minutes of reality. Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'll say it on the recording. A guy who doesn't want that. Okay, I'm not going to say it on the recording. Less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.